Tal Shema. Tvachim Mecharim Matkir Hashem Echazeres Hakir Shem Echazeres Beimas Ilim Lufna Yish Mayin Echazeres Elach Yish Yisak Dayt Dach Kanye Mayin Misham Dal Av Hei Shloi Tavech Shloi Yamaycher Moro Nachum In Prat Lashe Hikna Lashloi Shemay Machnay Pari Shloi Shemiyayim Says Rashi Number one. If you hold the yish is kinda, if it's from a lach of yish, Vayin chazeres l'tani loy l'mutei heichad loy hani ma'isav afgab loy hani chay brachmana hol b'shana b'chet. The Gemara said before the fact that it's not called chazeres elamutei heichad loy macher ganim l'keach elaseis b'mlocha shloy shemiyim dehu keschiris ba'alma. So Rashi learns that the problem is that Rashi is saying that it's Schiris Ba'alma. It's interesting, the case of Shloi Shemiyayim, Rashi sounds like it's only Laseis Melacha. Meaning, let's say it was something that has Paris. Right, so what about the guy with the Paris, for example, Giz of Lodis? Yeah. Right, you sold the Hema. Is Rashi saying Lafuke that? Rashi says Lasais Malacha, which is like Schiris. It's not even a sale, really, what the Rashi is learning. The Rashi learns the Gemara of Shloi Shemiyayim, it's not even a sale, B'chal. It's like Schiris Ba'alma. Kis Schiris, not Mamish Schiris, but he sold him for the Malacha. Does Rashi mean you sold him dafka for the malacha? What if you sold him for 30 days, but meaning for everything those 30 days? Jesus loves everything those 30 days would be yours. Would it be different than in Rashi? Not so clear in Rashi. The simple pshat in Rashi is not saying that you only sold him malacha, that's why it's like schiris. But upon him, though, Rashi does learn that the problem of Shloi Shemiyayim, right, is not the problem that's going back after Shloi Shemiyayim, like you would have learned partially in the Gemara. Mat ficha ene chazeres, ap mechira ene chazeres. If we want to say this, look mat lichna Shloi Shemiyayim, Pasha Pshat will say that what's the problem of Shloi Shemiyayim? That it's chazeres. After Shloi Shemiyayim, it goes back, right? Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi learns, when we say the problem is Shloi Shemiyayim, Rashi says, the problem is that it's Geschiris. It's not even a real sale, Rashi's saying. The Shloi Shemiyayim is not even a real sale.
It goes back, that's
why. No, because Rashi says it's Geschiris. Not that it's a sale of only 30 days, and after 30 days goes back, this was Geschiris. Rashi says it's not a sale. Rashi says it's Geschiris. Geschiris is not a sale. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. The problem is ultimately because it's not a sale. And that's why I started thinking about the Shitas Rambam in Hilchis Mechira. Where is the Maramakam? What? Chof Gimel Vav. With the Machlekes Rambam Ravid, what's the gather when you sell something with Shloi Shemiyayim? Rambam says, well, my hefesh yesh, very important Rambam. My hefesh yesh bein hamoicha karkel zman kotzu. Mein matna isla parasel. What's the difference if you sell something for Shloi Shemiyayim? Or you just sell it for the Paris. Shakain la Paris, any yachal lishano is suras a karkel la yivnev la yarois. Says the Rambam that there's a fundamental difference between a kinyan l'zman and a kinyan peiros. A kinyan peiros is that. All you have is the peiros. Memela, as far as the guf hadavar is concerned, you don't have it. You can't do whatever you want with it. And if you damage it, you chayev al tzmazik. Dig a hole, you chayev, it's aser. Right? Mashenkein, kinyan l'zman. Kinyan l'zman, says the Rambam, is a full-fledged kinyan. It's a full-fledged Kenyan. Guf and Paris, everything was mad. It belongs to you. For these 30 days, it belongs to you. So you can do whatever you want with it in those 30 days. The Ravid argues so, Akbar didn't get it, that's the Ravid. So, she's the Rambam. Shita's Rambam is that a kinyan l'zman is a full-fledged kinyan. So therefore, l'chayra, if the Rambam would learn the Gemara like Rashi, he would have a problem. If Rashi doesn't mean that you just sold it for the melacha, if Rashi, like Pshuti, sold for shleishim yayim, right, and still Rashi says it's like schiris, and that's why it's a problem, so the Rambam could not have that problem. If the Rambam would learn the Gemara like Rashi, right? If the Rambam would learn the Gemara like Rashi, then when we say l'shloishim yayim, there's a problem, and Rashi says the problem is that it's chiris ma'alma, since it's only l'shloishim yayim, the Rambam would not have that. According to the Rambam, a kinyan, l'shloishim yayim is a full-fledged kinyan. A kinyan l'shloishim yayim is a full-fledged kinyan. You can do whatever you want with it, right? So therefore, if the Rambam would read the Gemara like Rashi, the Rambam l'chayra could not. It wouldn't work in the Peshitza Rambam. The problem that Rashi has with lamed yayim that it's only schiris, the Rambam wouldn't have that. Unless we say Rashi means that you're only selling him you're not selling it to him for everything b'shloishim yayim, you're only selling him lacha, and that's why it's chiris. Again, we started off. Let's backtrack a second. Rashi says the 30 days, the problem is chiris, right? So it's not clear in Rashi. Is it a problem because stam b'shloishim yayim is only called chiris? A kinyan l'zman is only chiris, yeah, or is Rashi saying, because Rashi understood when it said the shloishim yayim, it meant you're only selling it for the work, which is what Rashi seems to say. But it's not because a mechir of the shloishim yayim is a weak kinyan, it's only tzchiris. It's not a real kinyan. And that's why it's not called a mechira. It's because when Rashi understood in the Gemara, when he said the shloishim yayim, what you meant was, I'm selling you the work for shloishim yayim. Not that I'm selling you do whatever you want for shloishim yayim. I'm just selling you the work for shloishim yayim. If I'm just selling you the work, that's called tzchiris. But if taka lu yitzur, right? If itaka said I'm selling you for shloishim yayim, period, then you wouldn't have that problem. Wouldn't be considered. It wouldn't be called tzchiris. So if you say it a second way, then shitas Rambam in kinyan lizman is not necessarily a problem. If you learn the only reason why over here it's called tzchiris is because you're only selling the melacha, not the guf. But Rashi would be made if Itaka sold the guf for 30 days, it would be considered mechira. Then this Rambam is not austere to Rashi. Because Rashi is not talking about when the Rambam says that mechira lamed yayim is a full fledged mechira, and Rashi says it's only schiris, it's not a stira, because they're not talking about the same thing. Rashi says it's only schiris, it's talking about when you only sold the work, but Rambam is talking about when you sell the whole thing. But if you learn Rashi, the Rashi holds that a kinyan lizman is always schiris, and that's why kinyan shloishim yayim is not mechira legavi dalvei, is because it by definition is only schiris. Then this Rambam is a steer to that. And this Rambam is a steer to that. And according, if the only problem in the Gemara would be because Kinyan Lamed Yoyim is Schiris, and Rambam holds no, Kinyan Lamed Yoyim is very much not Schiris, because you could even make holes in it. Right? So it means that this Rambam could not work in the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara. But again, depends how you learn the Rashi. Now, the Rambam himself, Taka, learns the Gemara differently. Right? Rambam maybe had a different Gersa. Okay? The Rambam is not clear. How's Rambam learn the case of Shloshim Yoyim? Says the Rambam, Paribez Lokin Aleph, Gonav Amocha Vehikne, La'acha Shloshim Yoyim. Yeah? Ubesoich Shloshim Yoyim, Hukar Aganav, Ein Mishalim El Kaifon. Rambam's a whole different Gemara. The Rambam learns what's the case. Not that you sold it for Shloshim Yoyim, you sold it after Shloshim Yoyim. So I don't know if that's how he read the Gemara, Lish Shloshim Yoyim meant, right? Lish Shloshim Yoyim mean for after Shloshim Yoyim. That's how he read Lish Shloshim Yoyim. Or maybe a different Gersa. But Bina Shvi, the Rambam learns, what's the problem? Why is it not a Mechira? Says the Rambam, because it's talking about the Hukar Aganev before the Shloshim Yoyim. With Sayyik Shloshim Yoyim, Hukar Aganev. No, that the mechir is first afterwards, for afterwards. In the meantime, in the interim, they found the ganav and they got it back. So Maisa, the mechir, for all intents and purposes, mechir was never chal, or at least b'payil. Mechir was not chal b'payil, right? Mechir was not chal b'payil. So Rambam learns when Rambam's the case in Rambam is you sold it lach alamid. I'm selling this to you. Making Kenyan now, but the Mechir is not going to be Chal until Lach Alamed. Then in the middle, before the 30 days came, they found the Ganav, and it goes back to the Ganav, the animal goes back to the Bailam. Right? So when Rambam learns, the Gemara says that it has to be like Tvicha. Matvi Ein Chazeres. At Mechir Shein Chazeres, the Pshat, why is it Chazeres over here? Not that it's Chazeres after the 30 days, and not that it's not a Mechira for those with only Schiris. It's chayzeres because the mechir was only chal after 30 days, and in the interim they found the ganav. So it means the mechira means it went back to the ganav. It's chayzeres, meaning that's the mechir was never chal. It goes back to the bialim before the mechir had a chance to be chal. That's how the Rambam learns the drush of the Gemara. It's chayzeres because it was chayzeres before the mechir even had a chance to be chal. That's the chazeres of the Gemara. Okay? So Mela. Now, so again, it's not clear in Rambam that he had different Gersa. Well, this is the way he read the Gemara. This is the way he explained the Gemara, Lishloi Shemyayim. So if we say they didn't have a different Gersa in the Gemara, right? And this is the way he's teaching the Gemara, Lishloi Shemyayim, the Rambam is explaining the Gemara to mean he sold the Lishloi Shemyayim, he sold it, and it should be Chal Achashloi Shem. So why didn't the Rambam learn the Gemara Kepshutai? The Shloshim Yoyim means like Rashi sold it for Shloshim Yoyim. So it could be, based on what we were saying before, that because based on the Shita in Hilchas Mechira, where the Rambam says a Kenyan Shloshim Yoyim is a full Kenyan. So if the alternative in the Gemara was to learn like Rashi, if that's now why there isn't a third possibility of that he sold it, that the problem is that it's chayzer, that the problem is you sold it for 30 days, but the problem is not like Rashi says because it's only schiris. Right? Maybe the problem of selling it for 30 days is because after 30 days it's coming back, right? Which is chayzer, the Pashim shot in the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, right? Mat vicha, she'ene chazeres, af mechira she'ene chazeres. What does that mean? And that Gemara says, to my case, l'shloi shemyayim. So Pashim shot in the Gemara is, that by selfish shloshim yoyim, since after 30 days it's going back, that's not the mechir that turns mechay yudal v'hayon. That would be the simple pshat in the Gemara. Yeah, Rashi does learn that way for some reason. Rashi learns the problem is that it's just chiris, right? It's just chiris. The fact that it's going back after 30 days, that wouldn't be considered chazeres. For 30 days, it's a good mechira. Rashi feels that there has to be a problem with the essence of the mechira. There has to be a problem with etzem mechira, and there's something weak about this mechira over here. That's not a real mechira because it's only for 30 days. There's a problem with the mechira. It's not that after 30 days it's going back. The problem is there has to be a problem with mechira itself. That it's not a mechira. It's mechayev da'alvei. Why? Because Rashi says because it's chiris. So then, if the Rambam would be going along that thought process of Rashi, that the fact that it's chayzer after 30 days would not be a reason, yeah? The fact that it's chayzer after 30 days would not be a reason that you should be chayv da'al vehei. And if the case is you sold it for 30 days, there has to be a problem that it's not a real mechira. There has to be a problem that it's not a real mechira. Rashi says it's only schiris. It's like schiris, right? Then that pshat the Rambam can't subscribe to. Because if you sold it for 30 days, according to the Rambam, it's a bona fide mechira. It's a bona fide mechira. If you sold it for 30 days, it's a bona fide mechira. The guy can do whatever the heck he wants to do with it. Yeah? It's his, totally. Yeah? So Mela, that's a good mechira. So you can't tell me, so therefore the Rambam, if that was the only way to learn the Gemara, and was he agreed to Rashi's thought process, that to say that if that's in fact that's coming back after 30 days, that's not a reason to invalidate it as a mechira that Shemechayiv Da'al Vahey, right? And Rambam holds, a mechira l'lamed yayim, is a full-fledged mechira. So that also, he couldn't like Rashi's pshat either. Therefore, maybe the Rambam had to learn his whole new pshat of it, his whole crazy pshat of it. The little lamed yayim, he had to say, no, lamed yayim means that it's first michal after lamed yayim, and mela, the chiddush is that since lamaisa, it never ended up, even though there was a sale, right? he didn't make a sale, right? There is a maisa mechira over here. But since Lamaisa, the Mechira never came to fruition, therefore you potter in the Al Vehe.
You remember saying that the Rashi was saying he sold it for Bracha? You remember saying the Rambam came along with Rashi if Rashi was saying you sold it for the Bracha?
I see. If. If the only problem Rashi is gesol from Mocha, then it's not a chlamid, then it's not a steer. I'm not going with that now. And a chlamid. But then you'd have to say, then I have no reason why the Rambam couldn't learn the Gemara Kipshutai. Right? Then I don't understand why the Rambam would make up his funny pshat unless he had different girsa. Then you'd have to say he had different girsa. But if the Pshat Rashi is that Mechir Lezman is always like Schiris, and that's a problem over here, then the Rambam couldn't have that Pshat. That's all I'm saying. I mean, if the Pshat in the Gemara of the Lamed Yoyin, the problem of Lamed Yoyin, the problem of Mechir Lamed Yoyin in Rashi is only because it's a Schiris, yeah, Rambam couldn't have that. Now, why didn't he learn the Gemara like Rashi? If Rashi means that he's just sold Malacha, okay, that's also not shver. That's not shver. That's not pashpah in the Gemara. He sold Lamed Yayim. He didn't say he hired. He rented it out for Lamed Yayim. He sold it for Lamed Yayim. If Rashi means dafka, yeah, he only sold it for Malacha, then that's Rashi. Then so that's also dafka in the Gemara to say that mechir Lamed Yayim means he sold it. He sold it only from Lach. Doesn't say he sold only from Lach. So the Rambam didn't want to learn again. What the Rambam would learn is that Mechira Lamed Yayim is not a real Mechira. It's only like Kenyan Peret. It's only Kenyan Peret. It's not a real Mechira. It's not a full-fledged Mechira. That's how the Rambam could have learned the Gemara. Okay, so whether Rashi is Dafka Lav Dafka, but in the Rambam, right? You know, when Ram looked at this Gemara, so if you want to learn the problem is you sold it for Lamed Yayim, so just like Rashi wasn't willing to accept that the problem is that it's going back afterwards, as long as it's a full-fledged Kenyan, Ram also could say that. The fact that it's coming back afterwards is not a problem. As long as selling Olam HaYom is not a full-fledged Kenyan, because it's only like Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Zman is only Kenyan Paris, it's not a full-fledged Kenyan. That Rambam says, no, it is a full-fledged Kenyan.
Feed the Rambam, how does
the
Kenyan work?
Feed the Rambam? Why is that not a problem with the Rambam? Feed the Gemara, feed the Gemara, feed the Gemara. How does the Mechir work? Doesn't work. No, feed the Gemara, how does it work? Regular Kenyan, no, regular Mechira works. Regular Mechira.
You're coining.
It's without Yiddish?
No, I'm saying over here, without
Yiddish,
why?
I'm asking you a question. According to Mandami, Yiddish is not kind of. So why Chayiv Dal Vehei? Yiddish is not kind of. The Mechir is not Chal. It's without Yiddish. The Mandami Yiddish is kind of. The Chayiv Dal Vehei is without Yiddish, right?
Yeah.
Is it Kenyan Chal?
No, I'm asking how the
word is. No, not even asking. The Gemara from yesterday. The Gemara says Shara Bechet. Mechir is not chal. Mechir doesn't have to be chal. Yichayv dal vein mechir is not chal. It's shana b'chet. You don't need a shtarish b'chet. Hello, we had Gemara yesterday. Do you see the Gemara? You learned the Gemara? Did you learn the Gemara? Ram doesn't say king is chal. Not by ganav. Ram nechus mechir not by ganav. He's not my regular person. He's not ganav. I'm just showing from there what is the musig of a Kenyan Lizman. Let me just make something clear. The Rambam says a Kenyan Lizman, forget it, no Ghana. Guy sells something for 30 days, it's full fledged Mechira. Okay? Our Gemara says that if the Mechira is Chayzer, there's no Chiyadal Vehe by Ghana. And the Gemara says, what's that? He sold it for Lamed Yoy. So I'm saying, in the Rambam, if you sold it for Lamed Yoyim, yeah, a Mechira of Lamed Yoyim is a full-fledged Mechira. Of course it's not working over here, but even if you sell not for Lamed Yoyim, it doesn't work over here. Yeah, for years. So Elamai, B'chai Rechmanet, the Torah is Mechai of you, Ki'ilu is a good sale. Either way, it's not a good sale. So it's Ki'ilu, it's a good sale. Says the Rambam, If the Gemara means a mechir lamed yaim, a mechir lamed yaim is a full fledged sale. That's why Ram doesn't want to learn the Gemara from a mechir lamed yaim. A mechir lamed yaim is a full fledged sale. What should be the problem with that? I coming back. Okay, Ram, hold the grashi. That's not a problem. And we see in Rashi that Rashi is not doesn't. Rashi says the whole problem of the Gemara is only because it's like schiris. But the fact that it's coming back is not a problem. So Rambam could agree to Rashi in that Nakuda, that the fact that it's coming back is not a problem. Yeah, because it has to be, in order to patim dal hey, it's mistaber, there has to be a chsar in the etzim mechir, that's tam the greatest cost if it's coming back. So Mela says the Rambam, if it's a kinyan lizman, kinyan lamed yoyim, kipshut de gemara, there's no reason why that should be a problem, says the Rambam. When Rambam sees this gemara, he meets this gemara makes no sense. How can you say a kinyan lamed yoyim is not a mechira? It's not a mechira. What's wrong with the mechira? It's a great mechira. It's a full-fledged mechira. Says Ram, no, okay, it must be that you sold it for Lach Lamed, and the guy came back before, so the mechira never happened. Right. Now, the Pnei Yeshua over here, and that's a Gemara. Not Pnei Yeshua, it says we're parents. Af mechira shein chazeres. What?
Gali does it every day.
What?
He calls it inner parents.
Pretty sure. Okay, I guess he got it from me, huh? Says the very parents. So maybe I got it from him. Isaac died. Chiyash kani. Rabbi Sai. Shalaihu the katavach. Shalaihu meicher. Elish ma'amnei yish lei kani. Elish ma'amnei yish lei kani. B'chamok ma'am v'shapim kani lei yish yin v'shos. So me'el, it's not chazeres. Says the parents. Nei, the shin v'shos di day. Lei kani. Mishum Yisra Asli Yadei. Av Yish Shoshos the Betera Asli Yadei Lokei Akani. So he said, even though Peshua is bothered, the Peshua, the parents is bothered that. So what are you telling me? That Shin Rishos is going to be kaina, but he also the God of also the Shin Rishos. The God of also the Shin Rishos. Our Riyish Vishin Rishos, right? The Nehi the Shin Rishos the day loikani, Mishin Rishos the yaday. That's what his Rishin Rishos doesn't help. Our Shin Rishos, Yishin Rishos, the Betei Ras Liyadei Lokeach, Kani. Right, here's what he's saying, like the Ramban. Oh, you say Yishin Rishos, the Betei, that's why it doesn't help the Shin Rishos of the God of himself. We'll see later he talks about it again. You know, this question of which the Rajba touched upon, right? And why isn't it always Shin Rishos? Why isn't the Shin Rishos of the taking the Etzem Gezel Shin Rishos? So here he says, Elmai, because it's a Resuras Liyadai. Now, look, milach brayse loylam shemachra lifnei yish. Chomakim have mechira. Sheinu chazeres kagoyin shenisiyai shabaylim bebeis lakeach. Vigor yish v'shinu rishos b'yal lakeach. So even though the no shinu rishos by him, yeah, the shinu rishos by him doesn't help. Suras liyadai. Right? But why is the shinu rishos by the lakeach? Let the case be that the Ganav stole it. 4 years he sold it, and then the Baalim is Miayish. So we have Shin Rishos and then Yish. But he's calling that at this point. He's calling that Betera. Shin Rishos Betera. Because as far as Lekech is concerned, he's not stealing it. He's not stealing it. It's already stolen. Betera. Memela, now you have Shin Rishos and Yish. Shin Rishos and Yish. And so really, Yish is kaina. Really, Yish is kaina. But But if the Yish is talking before, and Echnami is not, and Echnami will be Shleim Meicher. But the Yish happens afterwards. So maybe the Yish validates the sale. Yishlem Chagabna Loyal Shin Rishos. Lokeach. Oh, so here he says, no. Davisuras Liyadai. Kivin Shekana Kaitim Yish. So here he answers that no. Just like he said before, that the Shin Rishos of the Gazlin is not considered a Shin Rishos. Why? Because it's Saras Liyadai. Even Melkech is Saras Liyadai. Even Melkech is Saras Liyadai. Because it's before Yish. It's before Yish, it's Saras Liyadai. It belongs to the Baal. Melkech has no right to take it.
What?
Isn't
it Saras Liyadai in the Chiyam
Shabbat? No.
So you have the.
Maybe it's Chiyuv HaShavah. Me who said near the Mashiach, where is Yechida? Fill him any Yish Shin Rishos. Ki Agavna. Lek look my bachi. Mishu Mechir Dal Vehei Mishas Mechira Kasi. Vahi Shaita Mechira Chayzeres Hu. Kimen Shemach Rekaidim Yish.
Says the Rebbe Peretz that no. Again, so the first the Rebbe Peretz question is, why do we make an ukimta that's talking about he sold it and then the miayish? So it's mechir shein echazeres. Why? Because you have shinu rishos, and then you have yish, and that lechayer could be kaina. So Rebbe Peretz give two truths. One teretz is that no, just like
by the Ganav, the Shinush is the Ganav, and the Yish is not kind of him because it's Yisuras Liyadai. So here also, by the Keach, it's also Yisuras Liyadai. So Shin Rishus, and then Yiddish doesn't work. It's Yisuras Liyadai. And second, the Yish works. What? Okay, it's a problem. What? Huh? What? Yeah, the whole thing, what? Yeah, it's a problem. The whole thing makes sense. The whole thing makes sense. Going around, the Yish helps. So there's no issue of Soros Yadai. Rav Old, there's no problem with Soros Yadai. Okay, that's a major problem. Yeah. I mean, I'm saying the whole Ben Peretz doesn't make sense to begin with. The whole discussion of Ben Peretz, the doesn't make any sense. Because the whole Ben Peretz is handling back and forth of Soros Yadai. Of Shinu Shus and Yiddish, right? Chayyim, I'm going around now. The Yiddish helps. Yiddish helps even for the Ghana. I mean, there's no problem with Soros Yadai. You don't need Yiddish and Shus. Yiddish alone helps. There's no problem with Soros Yadai. I mean, the truth matters, we could have the whole discussion of Ben Peretz without Yish and Rishus. We could have the whole discussion of Ben Peretz without the Yish alone. But everything that Ben Peretz is handling over here could be discussed in terms of just the Yish alone. And you can say that he sold it and then there's Yish, he's kind of with Yish.
What's the problem when you're wrong? Why is that a problem?
No. It's not.
I'm trying to answer the problem.
I mean, the first one won't make sense. I'm sorry. First one won't make sense. Akapanim, again. So, we have a major problem here, as Rebbe Abram is pointing out, that if we're going to figure out what's the whole Rebbe Peretz handling, that's a problem of Yisuras Liyadai, and the Shinu Rishus and Yish. Rebbe Abram, the Yish is kind of, we're not worried about Yisuras Liyadai. By Yish. Yish, one second. By Yish. No, but. Yish is even associated. They still Yish is kind of. Child is though. Who cares about the Shinu Rishus? If you have the Yish is kind of, then who cares? We don't need the Shinu Rishus. Shinu Rishus is irrelevant, right? You have the Yish. So why are we talking about the Shinu Rishus? We're saying the Shinu Rishus is associated, right? We don't need Shinu Rishus.
Maybe you can't get that.
What? Rabbi Yish Yish Chayyeh Bele Gaza. Not even. That's what he's talking about.
Why
hello?
Why
what do you mean?
Just say that he stole it and then it's
Yish. What? The Gemara asked that. The Gemara says, then it's Shleir Taveah, Shleir Meicher. As if the Yish can't be before. That's the whole Gemara. The Yish can't be before. Got the Gemara. The Yish can't be before. The Yish has to be after. He says, Gemara says, Yish is not kind of. Yish is in Rishus. That's why the Mechir is Chal. So Ben Peretz is asking, why don't we say this first Shin Rishus and then Yish? And then he says, no, it's not going to be kind of. Why not? Firav. He says, Chesuras Liyadai. Email Kech Chesuras Liyadai. But if Shin Rishus then Yish, like Raman says, it's Chesuras Liyadai. But if Yish alone is kind, then we don't care about Yisuras Liyadai. And let the Yish alone work later.
Yish is kind by itself, it's
not clear. He's getting out of hand over here a little bit. But when a parrot says, he asks the kasha, okay? Why did the Gemara say the Yish is afterwards, right? That's the question. Okay. So now, so what's he saying? That there's a problem of Yisrael's Liyadai. So what are we asking?
There's two ways to ask the question. One way to ask the question is, okay, if Rav holds Yish, going Yish is kaina, so let the Yish be kaina land by itself. Who cares? Who cares about the Yisuras Liyadai of the Shina Rishos? You don't need the Shina Rishos, Lechayra. All you need is the Yish. Yish alone is kaina. So why can't we say it's the... Let's go to Mary Paris for a second and ask our own question, yeah? That, why don't we say, somebody sold it, and then the Baalim is Miyayish, and Yish is kind of. Yish is kind of Lajirav. So you have a case where you have with the Mechir al-Bichal because of the Yish. And yet, there's no problem of Shaloyo Shal Shaloyo Meichet. I mean, Paris asked the Kashas Yish Shin Rishos, right? Then he says the Shin Rishos is Bisura. But you could ask the question, another way of asking this question. And saying that if going with Rav, the Yish is kaina. Yeah? Going with Rav, the Yish is kaina, then why can't the Yish be afterwards? Let him sell it. And the Yish is after, he's kaina with Yish. Similar question to the Rebbe Paris, but we don't get involved in the Yish and Rishos. Just the Yish and Rav, the Yish alone is kind of. And the first Teres and Paris you're not going to have. Second Teres, maybe you will. What's the Rebbe Paris second Teres? That the Mechira has to be Mechira, B'shas the Mechira. Right? The Rebbe Paris says. And since B'shas the Mechira, there was no Yish, so you know Yish, normally Shina Rishos and Yish works, yeah? But, I mean, not where Beis Saras Liyadai, but, here Chidal has been Meshas Mechira. Vehi Shaita Mechira Chezeres Havai. Kimit Shemach, Rekaitim Yish. At that point, if you sold it, right, before Yish, is the Mechira Chal? No. Shinu Rishos without Yish is the Zechanat Chal, right? You want to tell me, okay, if he's Miyayish afterwards and then it will be Mechira? That's not good enough. You need that need the Shmi Mechira, B'Shas Maisa. You need the Shmi Mechira, B'Shas Maisa, says the Mary Parents. So Meila, you don't want to be cut, you'll be cutting with Yish afterwards. If you become Yish afterwards, it's not gonna help. Now, L'chayr, the Rambam seems to disagree with this, correct? Maybe. Rambam says that if you sell it for lach ha-shloshim yoyim, right? Only by hukar ganav, right? Only by hukar ganav do you say, right? If it's hukar ganav, then it's chayzer before the sale, right? It's chayzer before the sale, right? There was a problem. But Lu Yitzur, it was Hukar Ganav after the Shloshim Shemyayim. So what's the Nilfid Rambam? What's the Nilfid Rambam? Was Hukar Ganav after Shloshim Shemyayim? He's Chayv Na'al Behed, right? Even though B'Shas the Mechira, it wasn't Chal. B'Shas the Mechira wasn't Chal. So at first glance, it would seem that Rambam argues with this second Teretz of the Rebbeinu Peretz, why we can't make an akimta that we're talking about that the Yish was afterwards. Lefi Rav, the Yish is kaina, and the Yish should be afterwards.
Why can't it be when it's called? What?
Rebbeinu Peretz says it has to be B'shas the Mechira.
No, according to the Rambam, you'll be Chayav Dalvet in 30 days.
Well, that's called B'shas Mechira?
Yes.
That will be considered Shas Mechira. Not when you made the sale, but when the sale is Chal. Take it over here. One second, I'm taking it over here. So you will buy me Chayv after the years. Rebbeinu Peretz has to be Mishait Mechir Chazeres. Mishait Mechir Chazeres. Kivin Shemach, Kayd Miyash. What's the difference if I say I'm selling it after 30 days, and then we say, okay, it's Chal then. If I say I'm selling now, but there'll be Yish in 30 days, and then there'll be a good sale, what should be the difference?
The Yish is what's kind of
if you sukkah in the 30 days, then it's...
Well, what? Wait, that Rebbe Dan Peretz doesn't say that's the problem. He's saying a new Peretz. Rebbe Dan Peretz doesn't say that. He says because B'Shas Mechira, B'Shas Mechira, it's not happening. Good, I hear maybe. You can say that over here. B'Shas Mechira is when you sell it. And then it can't be chal. It needs years to enable it to be chal. Shenke in the Rambam, even though the Mais Mechira is now, we could say the Shas Mechira is after 30 days. That's what I already say. Okay, that could be. But I was thinking other terrorists, maybe we could say to answer this kasha of why do we say that it's talking about the yish is afterwards, yeah? The yish is afterwards. And that will, if he rab, that will validate the mechira. Because, right, we brought down yesterday, Taisus and Samach Tes. The Sivis, he's Mesupik. The din that Yish is kind of Lefi Rav, or anybody holds Yish is kind of Ashtas. Yeah, is it? How's it kind of? Is it kind of Medine Gzela, or you have to make a new Maisa Kenyan? Right? Right? When the Ganav steals, then he's Miayish. Let's say it's the middle of the street when he's Miayish. Is the Ganav kind or not? Right, what's the Shaila? Do we say that Yish, like Aveda, allows you to be kind of? Mele, you have to go ahead and go to Maisa Kinyan. Or no, Yish is kind of Mele. Like Medine, Mikinyon Exela. You have Kinyon Exela. Guy's Miayish. Just like Shinoi. You don't have to make a Maisa Kinyan after Shinoi. Shin itself is kind of for you. So too, Yish itself is kind of for you. The Sapk of Taisvis. So I'm thinking maybe if we say that the way Yish is kinda is Medina Exela Yish is kinda, so then when I sell it, and then the guy's Miayish, right? Is the Ghana of the Chari is not gonna be kinda. Right? The Ghana is not gonna be kinda. So Mela, if the Ganav is not going to be kind, if we say the Ganav is kind wherever it is, okay, so fine. So then, the Mechira could be Chal then, from the Ganav. He's kind, and then he's selling it. Right? If you say that he's not kind automatically, so then, if he's not kind, then the Yish should be when it's the Rishus of the Baal, the Ganav is not going to be kind of it. And the Rishus of the Okay is not going to be kind of it. He's not going to be kind of it. The Ganav is not going to be kind of it. It could be, that would be reason why it's not called a Mechirim from him. Because the Kinyan is not being Chal because of him. Right? There has to be Mechirim, it's not Chizeres. Pshat is mitzad him, has to be mechir. What he's doing is mechir is not chazaris. But here, even though the kech go ahead and be kind, because it's yish now, it has nothing to do with the ganav. It's not coming from the ganav b'chal. So maybe that itself will be reason why there's no da'al v'hei. If that itself will be the Rambam, maybe that will be another reason. That will be a reason. Another teretz has been in parrots. Okay.
It needs to be because of him. Shein echoz, it needs to be because of him.
I'm suggesting that when we say that the mechira is from him. Yeah, the mechira shein echoz there also has to be from him. That's not a panai baal. It has to be mechira shein echoz there. The mechira that I'm doing is the mechira that works. Why not? Right? The mechira that I'm doing has to be mechira that works. It's not my mechira b'chal. This that it's working is not because of me b'chal. I'm not saying it's mochak. I'm suggesting a svara to answer the kasha, not the reparas. Mamash asked for the kasha that came out along the lines of the reparas. But the way reparas is asking out Yeshua shows we have a problem b'chayra, and he says the first teretz is this yisuros liyadai b'chayra. So difficult parrots.
I'm just saying, Philip, early on, the Torah and the Rosh and Rama, all molds, it's Shinim issues. And then after Yush, later, the Rosh says, not like that.
Right.
Doesn't work. Why? Because the Rosh Paskins are Yosef. The Yush is not going there, so the old Yush is not going there.
No.
Then it doesn't combine with Shinim issues. You can't have Shinim issues then after Yush. The Rama Paskins are Grumble.
No, Ram doesn't hold the Yish's kind of. Then you don't need Shin Rishon.
No.
Okay, well, this is totally off the topic. No.
This is
I said it, but it's not something that everyone that's sitting over here is cluing in. It's not something that everyone's cluing in. It's just a one-on-one. Then we can't have one-on-one conversations. That's the rule. Okay. But there's always tonight. Please write it down. We'll talk about it tonight. I don't mean to be daich yustam. Right. Meisve. Gonav ubachel gnovoi. Harisha mishal b'shlume kefel. Hasheni eini mishalim ela karen bilvad. Gana Vubach and Rava, Risha Mishal the Shlume Kefil, push the case of Ganav. Vasheni Aini Mishal Ella Karen Bulvad. Who is he paying the Karen to? Who is he paying the Karen to? More than say, says Rash. Mishani Aina Mishal El Karen, Rashi says, Lagana Vishan. Tirsib, Laguna Basish. Laguna Basish. Laguna Basish, Laguna Basakana. So, what does Rashi want? What does Rashi want? Laguna Basish. Is Rashi coming to explain why you only pay Karen to the Ganav and not Kefil? Rashi says, I mean, he's going back on the Dibra Masvo. Dibra Masvo, Shein Ein Mishal Ella Karen. Rashi tells you, as an aside, who is the Karen to? Rashi tells you, it's to the Ganav Sheini. We'll have to explain why it's not to the Ganav Rishon. Rashi says it's to the Ganav Sheini. And Rashi explained, why is it, we just said, why is it only Karen? Why is it only Karen and not Kefil? Because there's a Gunnar Beis Ish, Lo Eis HaGanav. Gunnar Beis HaGanav is classic Gunnar Beis HaGanav. Gunnar Beis HaGanav is not Chayiv Kefil. Gunnar Beis HaGanav is not Chayiv Kefil. So then, there's a big question. What's with the first guy? Why aren't you paying the first guy? Why aren't you paying the Karen to the first guy? Why are you paying the Karen to the second guy? Why aren't you paying the first guy? And B'chol Mikra is a question. Why are you paying the second guy B'chol if it's not his? Why does the second Ganav pay the first Ganav? Haray, it doesn't belong to the first Ganav. Why are you paying? Why does he deserve Karen even? Why does he even deserve Karen? And then, that's one question. And another huge question is, why don't you pay Karen to the first Ganav? To the Bible? Why don't you pay Karen to the Bible? What happened to the Bible? To be mechazed the question, Haveri is a Gemara Kuf Yalaf from Beis that says that we've had numerous times. Amar Rav Chista, Gazav Lein Siyayishu Abaylim Ubachar Laochloi Mimenu Rotsim is a Gaiva, Rotsim is a Gaiva. A case before Yish Kokam Lein Siyayishu Abaylim. The owner could collect from the Eichel. And Rashi explained over there
Shus the Marikai. Vzesh achloi nasik a gaizloi mi ba'alav. Right? Nasik a gaizloi mi ba'alav. Before Yish. So you chayiv to pay the first, bail. You chayiv to pay the bail. The second, the guy who ate it, even though it's minagana, it's very stolen, he's chayiv to pay the owner. So the question is, so why by us? Why by us? You don't say it's mash, you don't say ratzim zeh gaiva, ratzim zeh gaiva. The first guy, yeah? Does not mashma that on the Karen, the Bailam have a choice to go to either the first ganav or the second ganav? The question is why? Why is it different than by Bachla? So there are those that want to say, namely the Mimaisha, that maybe the reason why you putter from the first bailin is gufa of guna beis ish, loy beis aganav. The guna beis ish, loy beis aganav, patters you from paying. Pat is the gan of Shane, even paying the first bailum, even the carrot. And that brings us back to a question that we had in the beginning of the parak, more barichos. Is the ptur of guna beis ish, loy beis aganav, is that a ptur only in kefil? Was that a ptur even in carrot? So the pasha is only ptur in kefil. Misha says, right, Mishnah says he potter from Kefil. Right, ain't a going to make a ganav misham deshlumi Kefil. Yeah, v'loy tevech loy meichar a ganav misham deshlumi bar chamisha. Mashm is only pturin Kefil, not pturin Karen. It's a pturin the parish of Kefil. And the Rambam was also mashm like that. Rambam. Yes. Where is the Rambam? Aleph. Eva. What?
No, you're still Chayav Karen. Go to the ball.
Eric Bates?
No, put those gum right now.
Rambam and Perek Aleph Yitzayin, a guy named Machra Ganev. Apish and Isaiah Bailin, Ain Misham the Shlum Kefil, Ain Misham the Shlum Kefil, Mishavu Chamach, Ain Misham the Shabbat Chamisha. The Ganav Bishayin Mishalim, Mishrei Dina Behem Azois, Lachzer Beineha, the Bailin, like Kanya Ganav. It's interesting, the Rambam. The Rambam says, why don't you pay the first Ganav? Rambam says, because the Ganav wasn't Kaina. Rambam says, it's Mashma, you don't need a Pasuk of a Gunav Beis Ish to pat you to the first ganav. The Rambam says, you didn't steal it from the Rishus, meaning this is charev guna beis ish loy beis ganav. This is what Rambam is referring to, which is not interesting in the Rambam. The Gemara is hamach tesam beis. When the Gemara makes the drasha, right? The Gemara says. Sorry, I'm chesed beis. Okay. Gemara says, Gemara says, Elif in the Bailin. So where it says, it's not Peshusa. It's right to be Eichar. The Rambam says, the Gemara says, L'chayra, that the reason why certainly the Gan of Rishon, the Yipot is because of Pasek. Shaila is, what about the Gan of Sheni? Is that also Pasek? The Bailam is that Pasek. The Rambam seems to say that the Yipot to the Gan of Rishon is not his. Pashit, it's not his. Why should? What's the having of the pain kaitel? It's not his. When it comes to the Bailam, why he popped it? The Rambam says it's not b'shusay. Shlagonim b'shusay. Mechari means the Gemara, the drasha, the loin beis aganim. Akapanim, the Rambam again. It's also mashma. It's only told malgabe ganim. It's only told malgabe keif and malgabe keif and malgabe keren. And as Eid Mefurish also. In the Kiryat Sefer, the Perek Vav Geneva, the Kiryat Sefer discusses that the Isser being Lakech Menaganev, he says, why is it Asser to buy from a Ganev? It's Mistam, he writes. Why is it Asser? So he says, maybe the Makkah for Isser is that we say, that the Ganim and the Ganav is potter from Kefil, it's nigh from Kefil. Vayistayus, he says, that carrying Yechai by Ganim and the Ganav. So, male, buying from the Ganav is no different than Ganim and the Ganav. You have to pay the Bailam, Karen, Ganim and the Ganav. You have to pay the Ganav, Karen. So, we see that, why? Because we see that the Gabi Karen, it's still his. And, male, if you're stealing, it's like you're stealing from the Bailam. So Mela, when you buy from the Ganav, it's also when you buy from the Ganav, you're best in stealing from the Bailam. Just like as far as the Ganav is concerned, sorry, it doesn't make a difference in whether you're stealing from the Ganav or buying from the Ganav, you're taking away from the Bailam. It belongs to the Bailam, you're taking it away. Says the Kiryat Sefer that we see that the Patur is only in Kefil but not in Karen. Mela, that would be the mucker of Rekeach Menaganim as well. Akapanim, so the Pashtus is, the whole Ptur of Gainim Menaganim is a Ptur and Keif and Man Karen. And Abram, was that clear enough? Now, we had then the Ktsais and the Nesivis, and they both Neman, that the Ptur of Gainim Menaganim is not only Lagabe Kefel, but it's even Lagabe Karen. The Ptur of Ganim Ganim is even that there's no Chi of Karen. If the object is gone, obviously the object is Ba'en, you have to give back to him, belongs to him. There's no Chi of Karen, no Chi of Tashlumin of Karen. Not only that, it's before the Tzais, at least, there's no Isser either. Can I write about the Signa? Signaibu. And the Nesivis agrees to the Ktsais that's no Chi of Karen, although Pashtus Nizrayas that, oh, Pashtus the Pashtaga, but Nizrayas, that's the way that Imam Moshe learns up in the Nesivis that this the Yipater from Karen to the Bailam is Misfara. This the Yipater from Karen to the Bailam is not because the drasha of Aguna Besa Ish, Vloin Besa Gana, is patterned even from Karen. The drasha of Aguna Besa Ish is only patterns Kefal and not Karen. This, that by the Bailam, the Yipater from Karen, that's only Misvara because I didn't do anything. I didn't do Morgan Ava. I didn't do anything. It's already stolen. Misvara. Not the Pasuk Gunim Eloi Bezaganov. It's just that I didn't do any Morgan Ava. That's what Nesiva says famously. If you did a Shinui and now you're kainit, so you did more, you took it away from him, it was out of his Rishus, so now you're making it, it's not Shaloi.
Yechayev Keifo, Nesibah said. Because the when it comes to the Baal, Yechayev, no, sorry, he doesn't say Yechayev Keifo. Yechayev Karen, he says, Yechayev Karen, and says in Mosh, but Keifo, you'll still be potter. Because even though there's a new Geneva, that new Geneva is a Svara, even though there's a new Geneva, but it's still going to be a Ganev. So Keifo, you're going to be potter. It's just a Chayev Karen, because this day you potter from Karen is Misvar, because you didn't do anything. If I made a Shinui, then I did do something, some Chayev Karen. Akapan and the Firik Tzais, so we have two Svaras, yeah? Why to potter even Karen to the Bayit? Okay, there's two Svaras to potter Karen, when going to a Ganav, there's two Svaras to potter the Ganav Shani from paying even the Karen to the Bayit. One Svara is the Ktsois, he learned the going to a Ganav is a total Gamri, not like the Pashas, not like the Pashas Rambam, not like Kirit Sefer. Yeah? And there's another Svara, according to Ramosha, the Nesivas holds. Yeah, that because this that you potter, this that you potter to the Gan Magana is potter to the Baalim, is because there's a svara that you potter because you didn't do anything. It's already stolen. You didn't do anything. You don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk. It's true you have a pasuk, but you don't need a pasuk. You don't need a pasuk because you didn't do anything. If you did something, like you made a shinui, by Tavashasya, where you made a shinui, so then you're chayev karen, right? Why? Because you added, right? Till now, it belonged to the violin, and now it doesn't belong to the violin, so you added to the Geneva, right? But careful, you're not going to be chayev. Why? Because there's a tour of Ganim and Aganim. Even by Tavashas, there's a tour of Ganim and Aganim and Gabi Keifel. So when the Moshe learns up the Nesivis, yeah? Keifel, your potter to the Ganim Rishon for two reasons. One, because you didn't do anything, and also the tour of Ganim and Aganim. But the first Svara, you didn't do anything, is a Svara that Paki even carried. You didn't do anything. If you did do something, now you were kainit, and now you took away the kinyan for the Baalim, that itself is a reason to mechayev. You can't say you didn't do anything, you did do something, but still, there'll be a p'tur of keifel. There'll still be a p'tur of keifel. Why? Because it's going to have a gan. So, man, the svara of the Nesiv, the famous svara of the Nesiv is, Tavashas yichayev al ganev, because you took away from the kinyan. That's only svar the mechayev karen. Because the reason why you popped from karen is because you didn't do anything. But you got to be careful, they still have there's going to be a patur of ganim and a gan. So back to Rashi. So we have a problem here with Rashi. Yeah? Rashi says, and the Gemara says Yichayev Karen, the Gan of Sheni Yichayev El Karen. Rashi says to the Gan of Sheni, but to the first Gan of Smashmi Potter, you don't see Ratzim Zegayev, Ratzim Zegayev. So we asked why. So if Rashi held like the Tzais, yeah, if Rashi holds like the Tzais, that the Patur of Ganim and Ganav is even on Karen, then That would answer why the Ganim and Aganav is Chayev, when the Mara says Chayev Karen, it actually says the Ganav Shani, not the Ganav Rishon. We still have to explain why Ganav Shani. But why not Ganav Rishon? The first problem, why not Ganav Rishon? So according to the Ktsois, it's not Shver, because Ganim and Aganav. Gainav and Aganav is potter even on Karen to the Baal. Right?
Kohen Magana is part even on Karak. So that's why he doesn't pay them. That's why he doesn't pay them out. Aye, but we asked from Ratz Mizagai and Ratz Mizagaiva. Kufir Alpha and Bayes. They're the Bayam Kut collected for the second Ghana. If you want to say in Rashi, yeah? If you want to say in Rashi, that Rashi holds that the reason why he popped the Bailim is because Gayim and Aganim. So then one second, what happened with Kufir Aleph? So why Kufir Aleph is Rosh Mizag? We didn't just time ask the question, why did you chay after the Bailim? We said, we see somewhere else that you are chay after the Bailim. The Gan of Shani is chayav to the Baila. The Gan of Shani is chayav to the Baila. So why over here is the Gan of Shani not chayav to the Baila? So what are we telling me? You have the Ksais. The Guna Beis is part is even the Karen. The Guna Beis part is even Karen. Very nice. Why not Kufir Aleph? So why Kufir Aleph you chayav to the Baila? So that we can answer simply. Yeah. That, like the Taisis Rid, because Taisis Rid over there in Kufin Aleph and Beis says very clearly that there's a difference between Ganav and Gazlan. He said the Ptur of a Gunav Beis Ish, Gunav Beis Ganav, is only said by Ganav, like the Pasuk is talking about, Gunav Beis Ish, Gunav Beis Ganav. But Shengen by Gzeil, you don't have that Ptur. Like, there's no such Ptur. There's no Ptur of Beis Ish. So mail there, what's the case over there? There it says, conveniently, Kozal, Lainis Yaisha Bayil, Bacha Bachla, Yechayim. So that kasha is for the smallest problems over here. If we're going to use the Ktsais. Yeah? The problem is, and this I'll leave you with a question, the problem is though, so then what about Tirganav? So why Tirganav Yechayim Karen?